was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray.
Good evening, folks. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sure, as all of you've heard, there has been a shooting in Florida today, and many students have been hurt pretty badly. We're taking this for face value right now, and reports are still ongoing. But regardless of the situation there, our prayers go out to people who may be affected by this tragedy. We're still digging into some information. I urge everyone to check out Blackstone Intelligence. You can go to Blackstone Intelligence by going to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. There on our tab, Jake. Very good analysis on much of the Las Vegas shooting and far more. Very good investigator. But in light of the events tonight, I wanted to share with you a spiritual message tonight of a man that I highly respect, Dr. Chuck Baldwin of Liberty Fellowship Church. And he's going to be discussing Romans. I urge you all to peruse his content, purchase his books, wonderful books, and a great, great man, a great sermon. So we're going to move on to Dr. Chuck Baldwin.
All right, open your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 13. Romans, chapter 13. My message today includes portions of three messages that I have preached over the last several years. The first portion of this message today, I preached to this audience back in October of 2012. I want you to keep that in mind. I brought this message, at least the initial portion of it, in October of 2012. That same year, a few weeks prior to preaching the message that I'm alluding to, I preached a series of four messages on Romans chapter 13. We titled it The True Meaning of Romans 13. We have that DVD on the table. We have it online. Four messages on the true meaning of Romans chapter 13. My constitutional attorney's son and I went on to write a book entitled Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, which is also at the table and also online. The four messages that I brought from the pulpit of Liberty Fellowship was a condensed version of the book. It took the what I consider the highlights of the book, and I brought it in a message form, and that took four messages to complete. After completing those four messages on the true meaning of Romans 13, which includes basically the first six verses of Romans 13, I brought this message from verse 7. Let's read it. Render, therefore, to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Please remember the context. Verse 7 follows verses 1 through 6. And I'm not going to go into a lengthy discussion on the first six verses of Romans chapter 13. I've already done that in the messages that we have on the DVD that I just showed you, Romans 13 DVD, and in the book, Romans 13. On the heels of that passage, we read verse 7. Render therefore to all, and the context is all lawful authority. Render therefore unto all lawful authority is what is the context. Their dues. Tribute, when tribute is due. Custom, when custom is due. Fear, to whom fear is due. And honor, to whom honor is due. That is God's command to us through Scripture. I want to read a brief portion of the commentary that Albert Barnes wrote relative to verse 7. Remember Albert Barnes, great Bible scholar, born 1798 in New York, died in 1870 in Philadelphia. Hear what he writes about verse 7. He has it divided into two paragraphs. One, that the doctrines respecting the rights of civil rulers, taking the word ruler from the first verse of chapter 13, the higher powers, the rulers, the doctrines respecting the rights of civil rulers and the line which is to be drawn between their powers or authority and the rights of conscience, the individual, have been slow to be understood. Boy, amen to that. Thousands and thousands of years of misunderstanding between the lawful duties of government and the rights of conscience. Going back to Barnes, the struggle has been long, and 1,000 persecutions have shown the anxiety of the magistrate to rule the conscience and to control religion. In pagan countries, it has been conceded that the civil ruler had a right to control the religion of the people. Church and state there have been one. The same thing was attempted under Christianity. The magistrate still claimed this right and attempted to enforce it. Christianity resisted the claim and asserted the independent and original rights, meaning natural rights, of conscience. A conflict ensued, of course, and the magistrate resorted to persecutions to subdue by force the claims of the new religion and the rights of conscience. Going back to the beginning of church history. Hence, the 10 fiery and bloody persecutions of the primitive church by Rome, of course. The 10 fiery and bloody persecutions of the primitive church, or the early church. The blood of the early Christians flowed like water. Thousands and tens of thousands went to the stake until Christianity triumphed and the right of religion to a free exercise was acknowledged throughout the empire. Number two, it is a matter of devout thanksgiving that the subject is now settled. Again, remember when he writes. He's writing in the early 1800s, shortly after America had won its independence. It is a matter of devout thanksgiving that the subject is now settled and the principle is now understood. In our own land, America, there exists the happy and bright illustration of the true principle on this great subject. The rights of conscience are regarded and the laws peacefully obeyed. The civil ruler understands his province or his jurisdiction. And Christians yield a cheerful and cordial obedience to the laws. The church and state move on in their own spheres, united only in the purpose to make men happy and good, and divided only as they relate to different departments and contemplate the one the rights of civil society, the other the interests of eternity. Here, every man, meaning in America, every man worships God according to his own views of duty. And at the same time, here is rendered the most cordial and peaceful obedience to the laws of the land. Thanks should be rendered without ceasing to the God of our fathers for the wondrous train of events by which this contest has been conducted to its issue, and for the clear and full understanding which we now have of the different departments pertaining to the church and the state. The difference between the preaching of Albert Barnes' day in the pre and immediate post-revolution era of America and the preaching today is that in that day, in that era, the pastors of America, the theologians like Albert Barnes and colonial pastors, as well as the political patriots that forged the birth of our country, understood the basic principles that Albert Barnes just outlined for us in what I read to you. And today, it is not understood. It is not understood to the point that it is almost a foreign language to people. The principles of natural law as it relates to liberty and as it relates to government and as it relates to religion or Christianity, as the case may be, are all but totally forgotten. I'm going to be pulling from the principles and the writings of the scholars of the 17th through the 19th centuries in giving you the first portion of this message in outline form. There are six statements that form six points. that I want to share with you. Each of these 6 points, statements, are derived from the public, written, and spoken sentiments of these 17th through 19th century pastors and theologians. So this is not new. This is not even me originating any of these ideas. I'm simply going back between 200 and 300 years of church history, and I'm showing you the principles that were articulated, the points that were made relative to what we're talking about here in Romans chapter 13, and how it affected the heart and the mind of the men and women who fought that war for independence, and the theology and the spirituality behind it. So let me just give you the points by points, and then just a little bit of commentary in between. Number one, that government is essential. And its necessity is recognized by God. And it is arranged by His providence. God has never been the patron of anarchy and disorder. Anarchy and Christianity are not compatible. Anarchy and liberty are not compatible. I am discovering that there is a vast host of people in the so-called liberty movement in America today that know nothing about real liberty and are in fact anarchists at heart. Again, let me read that statement pulled out from the theologians of 200 to 300 years ago. That government is essential. Modern anarchists define themselves as promoting, by anarchy, they mean no rulers. No rulers, that's what they say. And by rulers, they mean no government. No government. Government is essential. In Romans chapter 13 and throughout the Word of God, government is essential. Its necessity is recognized by God. It is arranged by His providence. God has never been the patron of anarchy and disorder. God established the principle of human government to Noah in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. That verse says, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." Albert Barnes writes this about that verse. "Here then is the formal institution of civil government. Here the civil sword is committed to the charge of man. The judgment of death by the executioner is solemnly delegated to man in vindication of human life. This trust is conveyed in the most general terms by man. The divine legislator does not name the sovereign, define his powers, or determine the law of succession. All these practical conditions of a stable government are left open questions."
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
The emphasis is laid solely on man. On man is impressively laid the obligation of instituting a civil constitution suited to his present fallen condition. That's very important to understand. If we still lived in the Garden of Eden and there had been no sin nature enter the world, human government, of course, would not be necessary. In the Garden of Eden, there was not a civil government formed, just the providential overriding government of God, of which no man can escape at any time and in any place. Sorry, some of you folks that are trying to hide from God, you can't. But sin entered the world. And man exists today, and has since Adam, in a fallen state. Therefore, government is obligatory. On the nation as a body, it is incumbent duty to select the sovereign or the ruler or the leader to form the civil compact between prince and people, to settle the prerogative of the sovereign and the rights of the subjects, to fix the order of succession, to constitute the legislative, judicial, and administrative bodies, and to render due submission to the constituted authorities. All these arrangements are to be made according to the principles of Scripture and the light of nature. The laws of nature demand that fallen man have a constitutional government in which to peacefully conduct the affairs of society. Therefore, in our verse, verse 7, we are instructed to render to all authority duly constituted, tribute, custom, fear, and honor. The word fear here means awe, and the word honor means respect. Followers of the Bible, if you choose to not follow the Bible, if you choose to live outside the laws of God in biblical writ, so be it. It doesn't make those laws any less lawful. And it doesn't make God any less righteous. Your rebellion to God doesn't taint God one bit. There is a verse of Scripture that directly refers to anarchists, and that would be Jude. To hold your Bibles in Romans and go to the book of Jude. This would be the next to the last book in the New Testament. Jude, there's only one chapter. We're looking at verse 8. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion or government, and speak evil of dignities or governmental leaders. They despise government and speak evil of dignities. I have to let everyone know, and I said this back in 2012, so this is not new. Chuck Baldwin is not an anarchist. And I reject the tenets of anarchy. Government is ordained of God. Lawful government, jurisdictional government, of course. I have spent copious messages and columns, my spoken word and my written word has enunciated I would think articulately the principles of liberty relative to man's obligation to resist unlawful government. Men are nowhere commanded in Scripture or in natural law to submit to tyrannical government.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Men are nowhere commanded in Scripture or in natural law to submit to tyrannical government. We have a duty before God and before one another to defend the principles of liberty against tyranny and to fight for the liberties, the rights of man and conscience, which are given us by our Creator God. I don't think there is anyone that has spoken more and written more about that obligation for freedom and that definition of lawful government than this preacher. But that does not mean in any shape, manner, or form that we do not believe in lawful government. It does not mean that we believe that we are free from lawful government. That we do not have an obligation to support lawful government. To pray for those who promote lawful government. To obey those who are in alliance with the God-given and natural law principles of lawful government. It is not liberty or anarchy. Excuse me, I didn't say that right. It is not statism or anarchy. That is not the proposition. Anarchy is just as extreme in its end of the spectrum as statism is in its end of the spectrum. Both are extreme perversions of what genuine liberty is all about. I have a series. Aaron, would you real quick bring me up the series on natural law? I forgot to bring that to the podium. I preached a message series of five sermons on liberty and natural law. And I tried in a very introductory manner, thank you, to give people an understanding, even if an elementary one, of the doctrines of natural law. The DVD is called Natural Law and Liberty. Here are the five messages. Biblical evidence for natural law, Christ's law of the sword, the law of necessity, liberty in law, and the importance of natural law. That fourth message, liberty in law. There is no liberty without law. Lawlessness is not liberty. It is essential that we understand this truth. The second point derived from these scholars of the last 300 years. Civil rulers are dependent on God. He has entire control over them and can set them up or put them down when he pleases. In other words, government itself is subject to God's natural laws. Government is not a law unto itself. No more than you and I as individuals are a law unto ourselves. For men who call themselves anarchists to say that they are a law unto themselves, they not realize what they're saying. In reasoning and in a philosophical perspective, if you as an individual can be a law unto yourself, then government as a group of individuals can be a law unto itself. But neither can be a law unto itself. Because there is a lawgiver. That law being nature and scripture. Our Creator is the lawgiver. Therefore, we are required through His laws to be obedient to Him. When, therefore, government seeks our obedience for laws that are unlawful, according to the laws of nature and the laws of Holy Writ, we are under no obligation to submit to them. In fact, if we were to submit to such laws, we would become lawbreakers ourselves, because there is a power higher than the higher powers. Back in our text in Romans chapter 13, if you go to the early part of the chapter, and again, I'm not going to go into this at length, I have four messages on this passage that I invite you to watch. But notice the jurisdictional nature of government. Verse 3, rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. There's a jurisdictional boundary placed on government. By God's authority, civil magistrates must not be a terror to good works. When government begins terrorizing good works, that government has stepped outside the lawful boundaries established by our Creator. So God has not given to government unlimited authority in verses 1 through 6 of Romans chapter 13. Not by any means. Look at verse 4. For He is the minister of God to thee for good, not for evil. So when government becomes evil, it has stepped outside the jurisdictional boundary that God has established for it in natural law. It is a natural law that when any government, not just civil government, but when any government becomes tyrannical and steps outside the boundaries established for it in the law of nature, which comes from our Creator, it is no longer a legitimate government and should be recognized as illegitimate. But that's not the same thing as saying that we are against government, or that God teaches anti-government, or we are anarchists and we say our philosophy for life is no government. That's not the same thing. Number 3, the authority of God is superior to that of civil rulers. They have no right to make enactments which interfere with His authority. This may be a little redundant at this point, but it is the responsibility of good men to resist evil government. That is our obligation. That's a duty. But how we resist evil government must be subjected to God's principles governing truth, decency, law, justice, etc. Our founding fathers did not act as a mob. They acted in lawful judicious, dare I say, righteous resistance to evil government. The resistance itself was outside the law of King George, obviously. But it was not outside the laws of nature or the laws of Holy Writ as given us by our Creator. And since our Creator is the only true lawgiver, He is the only one to whom we must give an account for the conduct of the way we resist unlawful government. In resisting that which is evil, we must not be evil ourselves. America's founders used every avenue of grievance afforded them under British law for many, many decades before Lexington Green and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And when they did act, of course, they acted within the rights of man in a law of nature. Here's one of the major problems we're dealing with. Natural law has not been taught in America's schools, colleges, churches for at least 100 years and probably longer. So the blindness relative to natural law has clouded and obfuscated the truth of liberty and of law and of government and God. All of these issues that we talk about are talked about in a cloud, without clarity, without the light of illumination on what they're talking about. Because without natural law, the understanding of natural law and the recognition of it and the reverence for it, the subjects of liberty and government and all the issues that we talk about related thereto, we cannot deal with them as we should, because they're missing that very important element of natural law. And when you miss that, then your definitions of government and your understanding of government and your definitions of liberty and your understanding of liberty are skewed. You don't have the whole picture. Natural law is the element of truth that makes all of the rest of it come into focus. Statists who worship government and anarchists who despise government are shown by the principle and the light of natural law to each be in egregious error. They come from two perspectives in two different parts of the spectrums, but each is in egregious error. State worshipers do not understand the principles of natural law relative to government. And anarchists do not recognize the principles of natural law relative to liberty. And so both are out here on the wings. And both groups are equally destructive to true liberty. Number four, it is not the business of civil rulers to regulate or control religion. That is a distinct department with which they have no concern except to protect it. Again, this not original with me. These are coming from 300 years of Christian thought. It is not the business of civil rulers to regulate or control religion. What pastor in America do you know that has talked about this more than the guy you're looking at right now? I can't get over. I have been accused over the last week by anarchists of being. I've been accused of being a statist.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Father of the moon, which filled my sails, crossed the sea of tears, with no provisions, but in all the faces, all the straits of fear. Oh,
I can't get over. I have been accused over the last week by anarchists of being. I've been accused of being a statist. Where have they been for the last 40 years? Where have they been for the last 7 years since Liberty Fellowship has been in existence? Every message is online. Go check them out. Every column is online. Go read them. It's funny, you know, the anarchists call me a statist and the statists call me an anarchist. So I must be right over the target. Holy cow. So I've said this before many times and I'm not going to elaborate today. 99% of this attempt by government to control religion is done through the misinterpretation of Romans 13, which the common interpretation is that government can do whatever it wants. Government can demand whatever it wants, and because we're Christians and because of Romans 13, we must submit. No, that's not what Romans 13 says. But that's how it's taught. And so that's why you get these sheepy slaves of the state that we have in the vast majority of our Christian congregations across America today, is because of this fallacious teaching of Romans 13. And second reason is the church's voluntary subjection to becoming a government corporation via Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. For those of you who just tuned in, or for those of you who just came back from the moon, Liberty Fellowship is not and never has been a nonprofit 501c3 tax exempt organization. Never! And that's part of the reason why. Number five, the rights of the people are to be preserved. People are to be allowed to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience and to be protected in those rights, provided they do not violate the peace and order of the community. The purpose of lawful government is to protect the God-given natural rights of man.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.